And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I woke up this morning with a Hank Williams Jr. song in my head. Family tradition. And don't worry, won't sing any off-key notes, but we can go ahead and recite one of the choruses. Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Stop and think it over. Try to put yourself in my unique position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. Now, this last weekend was Thanksgiving. Whole lot of not smoking. Definitely the fair share of drinking, but not at the dinner table. Not at this one. It's kind of funny, over the past couple decades, I really have not enjoyed the holidays. The previous job took its toll, especially during the holidays, that made me appreciate them less and less as time went on. But due to the change in lifestyle, I was able to make things happen. I was able to go up, visit family that I haven't seen in almost two decades. Long, long time. A little bit less than two decades, but definitely a long time. And I was hit with remembering things from my childhood. I don't do much remembering of that. It's the past. Don't seem to care about it much. But this gathering of extended family, again, made it all come throwing back into my mind. Gatherings of family at my grandfather's house. Grandma and grandpa had been divorced for years before I even showed up. But during Christmas, they would both gather at one house. They would put aside their differences. And the extended family would gather, uncles, aunts, and cousins, all gathering for Christmas Day meal. A little bit different than Thanksgiving, but I guess the season all kind of blends together, seeing as there's Christmas decorations up for sale in the local hardware store before Halloween has even had its day. But nonetheless, it was a tradition, a gathering of the family to enjoy time with each other. The greater New York area, not New York City, western half of New York, but a snowy time of year, a chance for the younger kids to go on a hayride around the neighborhood. And it's those little things that kind of all build up, done regularly, that make that impression. You do it once, you do it twice, and you might have some fantastic memories. But at what point does it become a tradition? Something that you aim to do out of the joy it gives you in your heart, not merely out of responsibility. A lot of gatherings within the holiday times is a feeling of responsibility. I know I'm not alone at that, at least from my previous years. This year, very unique, different. And it's not that this year was any different for the rest of the family. They all had been doing this for the past quite a few years. And I was really the only different individual there. And I was sitting at the dining room table, reminiscing about it, but not bringing up those holidays that were in the back of my head. Those were bygone days, and let them be bygone. Sit there and enjoy this time that I get to see people I haven't seen for years, meet new cousins that have come around, reintroduce myself to cousins I haven't seen in ages. And yet some of my cousins, as Thanksgiving was winding down, started bringing up those Christmas Day memories that I had had. They were remembering. And something about it just turned into that feeling, that joy that was there years and years ago. Something small, something simple, again, that point where people were able to set aside their differences and come together and actively enjoy the holiday. Now, granted, that was well before the year 2000 when things went crazy. Oh, wait, that was a little bit more recent. That's okay, because politics were not discussed at this event. I usually do my best to avoid politics, especially during the holidays. We can have those discussions other times. These points in time are there for a gathering, a setting aside of differences, to remember that we're here to break bread and enjoy the table. But what about those who don't have a large extended family like I do? Those that sit there with a smaller amount of family, or maybe the greater family has turned you into an outcast, not to be diminishing. What are your traditions? Maybe Christmas and Thanksgiving aren't your traditions. Maybe you sit there, not even sit there, but you make an attempt every summertime to go to the beach. I have a buddy in Washington who's done his hard time to make sure that he's able to take his kids to Disney every summer, or is it spring, whichever, the whole family to get together, to forget about it, the stresses of life. Something to impress memories, something, again, to remind yourself. And as a kid, you sit there and go, this is fantastic, this is great. As you get older, it's still fun, but it's kind of the same old, same old. And then you hit your teen years and you're like, I don't care. Mom and dad aren't cool. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore. But what about when it comes back around to when you're older? Maybe you have your own kids. And you want to pass on those ideals, those beliefs. Maybe it's not a belief in this conversation, but maybe every Thanksgiving, instead of a turkey, you make sure to go out and buy a pizza. Make it your holiday tradition. Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Chinese food. Only the best. But those things, those points in history that kind of stack up on your journey of life, that are repeated, and give you that chance again to walk along and reminisce. Not every year is going to be a great year. Not every year is going to be a horrible year. Most of them are going to be average, but they can be good. We don't have to sit and argue about politics and everything like that. Argue about who made the better gravy. Actually, probably don't argue at all. Avoid arguing. But at what point, again, do we as individuals, not just here within the holidays, do we take that moment to think that it's worth doing time and time again? Holding something of value to keep going. Not as a remembrance for ourselves, but for those that came before us. Grandma and grandpa fighting the extremities, the rigors of making it to a point in their life where they're able to share some level of fruitfulness. Or maybe it's not a moment of fruitfulness, but merely that moment of remembrance where we go back to maybe where they lay, or their final resting place, and remember them on a birthday, hopefully not the day that they left us, say our thanks. Or what if it's a point of graduation, exceeding our point of expectation, making it to the next level? And all of these are on an individual basis. How do we look at tradition when it expands? The 4th of July, New Year's, Easter. National Postcard Day is that one. How do we make it festive to remember the time? Plant our flag in the timeline to say, this is when the great decision was made. When a great gathering had happened. We have holidays throughout the United States' calendar year. I guess everybody uses a very similar calendar nowadays, but holidays bounce and vary between countries. Do we make those a tradition because everybody else makes them a tradition? Or do we make them a tradition because we want to remember it? We want to pass down these experiences. Again, those markers, those time stamps within our history. Do we make a point to pass those on? Or are they futile? Is that the right word? In our attempt to make them permanent. With my new timeline, I would like to believe that I might be able to continually make these family gatherings, sit down, enjoy their company. It's amazing for me, for my situation, how I was able to be gone for so long and sit down and be welcome at the table as if I had never left. All of my second cousins sitting there talking to me like we never missed a day, just like old friends. Maybe that's some of the magic that's there within the ability to make something a tradition. Or maybe it's just merely how they were raised. Again, this time frame that we're all living in, it's all chaotic and bumpy. Things get knocked out of place as we keep living life. And life gets busy. Life gets chaotic. Everybody's got something to catch up on, work to do. But again, to take that minute to step back and realize at some level it's not just about us, but about a greater collection of us. And we can build those traditions. We can work our way through and find our way. Again, it doesn't specifically have to be about the holidays, but something within a general time frame of the year, or maybe every 4 years. I guess if you're looking for a new tradition, there was a family that I knew out in Washington that I'm not sure if they celebrated Christmas, but they would celebrate the solstices, the points in the year where the sun is either going to make its longest time frame of daylight or its shortest time frame of daylight. Always wanted to join, but again, thank you, previous employer, for making that rather difficult. But again, those celebrations, those points to enjoy something, to pass on, make it exciting, make it just a little bit different. Doesn't have to always be on December 25 or the fourth Thursday of November, first Sunday of April, but merely just that thing, that event, that point within life where generations can go back and reminisce and connect across the time frames to sit there and share that moment in time, that moment in space, not at the same time, but again across the timeline. To make it so that way, there is that connection, that family tradition. I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter and Gab, at Billy Bones. You find me on the Fediverse, on Mastodon, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. Go there, say hello, send a short quip, maybe even boost the tweet, retweet the tweet when I announce the show. But if you need longer form of communication, you're welcome to go to the website, billybones.com. Remember, that is spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. You can go there and there's a link to email. There's a link for show notes, not too many in today's episode. And there's a link on the main page that says Value for Value. That's how I release this podcast. I put it out there hoping you find some sort of value within this podcast, be it a single episode or the entire catalog. And the first thing that I ask that you do is you give the show a share. Maybe the gears get turning within someone else's brain, someone else's thought process gets sparked and moving on the way. But if you found this show was worth a monetary value, be that the cost of a beer or coffee or maybe a new Maserati somewhere in between, or maybe just a dollar, 100 pennies. If that's all you found it's worth, that's okay. You can go to the website, billybones.com. You scroll all the way down, you click that value for value button. I'll take you to PayPal. You can chip in, you can donate, you can support the show in any number or amount you want. Like today's executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley. I was up in your neighborhood just the other day in Allegheny County. Should have said hey. But he sends in $15. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for helping me keep these lights on, keeping this podcast going, giving me a reason to continue. I look forward to making sure that I keep putting value towards you. But to everybody else, and to Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.